We go across to the UK in what may be the most coordinated diplomatic pressure campaign from the UK in recent years. We see Britain's leading doctors' union vote to cut ties with its Israeli counterpart over Gaza. And the British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, has threatened further action if the ceasefire deal fails. From sanctions on Israeli ministers to criticism of the US-backed aid delivery systems in Gaza, London appears to be recalibrating its public stance on Israel. But how deep does this go, and is it more symbolic than substantial? Well, joining us on the phone from London is Hayley Bentley. She's a UK-based journalist, and she's the former Middle East correspondent for Channel News Asia. Hayley, thanks so much for your time. Why did the British Medical Association suspend ties with Israel's medical body, and how serious is this move?
Well, Paula, the British Medical Association voted by a large majority, over 80%, to cut ties with the Israeli Medical Association. Now, they accuse it of failing to condemn alleged Israeli attacks on Gaza's healthcare system. Symbolically, this is a major blow, given the BMA's global stature. But practically, it won't halt cooperation altogether, but it does send a strong message of disapproval and could encourage other professional bodies to follow suit. For Israel, it raises concerns about growing professional isolation beyond just politics or diplomacy.
Yes, of course. I mean, the British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, on a different issue, says that the Gaza aid system is failing. What exactly is the UK's issue with the US-backed, let me try that again, Gaza Humanitarian Foundation?
Yeah, that's right. So David Lammy has criticized the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation set up by the United States and Israel. He says that it's simply not delivering. And he claims that too many Gazans are starving, aid is not reaching people, and the system is broken. The UK has distanced itself from the foundation, with Lammy saying it's just not doing a good job. Now, this is a direct challenge to Washington and Jerusalem and reflects rising frustration over the humanitarian situation. Need a complete overhaul.
Lammy also warned of further action if the ceasefire fails. What kind of action do you think the UK could take?
The UK has already suspended trade talks with Israel. They've halted some arms exports and sanctioned two Israeli ministers. And Lammy says more could follow if the ceasefire deal collapses. And that might include broader sanctions, official recognition of a Palestinian state, or moves with the United Nations. But there are limits, and Britain's still a key trade and defense partner of Israel. And Lammy also admitted the UK is just one actor in a complex global stage.
Having said that, though, London has halted arms sales and it's paused trade talks and sanctioned Israeli ministers. Hayley, in your opinion, is this real pressure or just political theater?
It's both. On paper, the UK has taken visible steps, arms exports, like you say, trade talks and sanctions on Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. But critics argue these are mostly symbolic and haven't significantly changed Israeli policy. I mean, even Lammy himself acknowledged the pressure hasn't led to much change on the ground. However, it's still a shift in tone, especially from a government trying to align more with European partners who've been more critical of Israel lately.
Labour says it wants to recognise Palestine, and I'm quoting, at the right moment. But Thornberry warns that there may soon be nothing left to recognise. Is Labour divided?
Definitely. There's definitely clear tension. And Lammy wants Palestinian recognition tied to a broader two-state solution. But Thornberry and others argue that waiting too long risks making it meaningless, especially as settlements expand and annexation looms. So while Labour is broadly supportive of a two-state solution, there's a split on timing. Do it now for impact or later for diplomacy. And that internal debate is likely to grow louder in the months ahead.
How are British Jews responding to all of this? Is there concern about rising isolation or even bias?
Yes, Paula, many British Jews are worried. While criticism of Israeli policy is fair game, moves like the British Medical Association boycott risk spoiling into generalized hostility towards Israeli institutions or even to Jews more broadly. And some fear chilling effects in academia and healthcare. At the same time, the Jewish community here is diverse. Some support Labour's position, others see it as unbalanced. But overall, there's anxiety about being caught in the crossfire of escalating political rhetoric.
Yep, certainly something that we'll have to keep our eyes on. These developments do suggest that the UK may be shifting its tone on Israel, but how much substance lies behind the symbolism is something that still remains to be seen. That's Hayley Bentley, a UK-based journalist and the former Middle East correspondent for Channel News Asia. Thank you for your time and for joining us here on The Home Run.